Well, good morning. Welcome to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Danny McKibben, and I'm happy to have the opportunity once again to speak here on the radio program for the Pine Top Church of Christ. I'm one of the fellows that preaches regularly on kind of rotation basis at the Pine Top congregation. And anyway, we are glad that you've tuned in, and we're inviting you to get your Bibles out. Listen carefully. And always look in view of the Word of the Lord as we study. And anybody that's teaching, whether it's me or whoever, just examine the Word of God. Follow along, because ultimately, the Bible is always the ultimate answer, is the ultimate authority, because it is the expression of God's will, who has all authority in heaven and earth. Well, before we get started into the Bible study, we would like to invite you to the regular services today at the Pine Top Church of Christ. And we'll be meeting this morning at 9 o'clock Central Time, and then worship following that at 9:45. We'll meet again this evening at 4:30 for evening service. Hope that you can come be with us. We're located on 1102 Pine Top Road in Russell Springs, Kentucky. That's kind of in the Windsor section of Russell County. Love for you to come and be with us. Always welcome to visitors that come and are with us in worshiping and serving God. Well, this past Friday was Valentine's Day, which an interesting holiday that we have in our country. And anyway, of course, it represents the idea of romance and love. And as a religious celebration, we have really not anything biblical authority about that. But the concept of love in the home, now that's a good thought. And hopefully that we would have love in the home, not just one day a year on February 14th, but that there would be love in the home, you know, every day. And the Bible talks about that. And we need to appreciate that the Bible talks about love needs to be in the home, and that it needs to start with husbands and wives, and then as parents loving children, and then children to be receptive and reciprocate that love to their parents. We need love in the home, between siblings, between family members. It is, of course, commanded of God. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, we have a great text here that talks about love in the home. Here in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, Paul says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he may present it to himself as a glorious church, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So men ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself." Let's just stop there. Twice there it talks about we are to love our wives. Husbands have the responsibility, are commanded. And so when we talk about love in the home, what we need to understand is that it's not just mere romance. Well, hopefully there's romance. But the kind of love that's talked about here is the agape type love. That is active goodwill. It's not just mere emotion. Paul's not commanding an emotion. Hopefully we will be emotionally involved with our family and loving them and caring for them. But to have that unconditional goodwill, it's something that it's a matter of choice. That we love our husbands, that we are commanded to do them good, to do what's best for them, to do what's best and what's right in the sight of God, to love just as Christ loved the church, which was a sacrificial love. I mean, Christ didn't love the church because, oh, the church is just so beautiful. No, when he looked at humanity, we were far from beautiful. We were just horrible and wicked and steep in sin, but Christ manifested his love toward us and came and died and sacrificed himself on the cross And so we think about Christ loving the church and sacrificing himself. Well, that's the kind of love that husbands need to have for their wives. It's something that we choose to do. Sometimes people say, I fell out of love with my spouse. Well, just choose to love her anyway. Just choose to fall back in love and to have that goodwill, because Paul is commanding it here in our text. And there's no excuse for husbands to say, well, you know, I don't love my wife. Well, no, you're to do what you are commanded to do, and that is to love your spouse. And people get married because they fall in love and they admire and are friends, etc. Sometimes, because of bad choices, you know, we do things that damage the relationship, but we can always do what Paul commands, and that is to love. I mean, Jesus commands us to love our enemies. It's not that we're going to have these warm, fuzzy feelings about our enemies, but we're going to choose to do them good and pray for them, etc., as taught in the Bible. So that's something that that's a matter of choice. And so it is husbands to love their wives. It's a responsibility. Then Paul goes on to talk about there. He says, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth, even as the Lord loves the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones, for this cause. A man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two of them shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery that I speak concerning Christ and the church. But also let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife that she defer to her husband. Now, think about that. You know, you think about, we love ourselves, we love our bodies. I mean, we don't sit around, take an ice pick and start, you know, bashing our arms and our chest and our legs just for the fun of it. I mean, we love our flesh. We love our own body. We take care of our body. Our body gets hungry and, well, we're going to see that it's fed. Our body gets tired and we're going to look to give it some rest, because we care, we nourish, we cherish and take care of our body. I mean, that's just kind of natural. Well, Paul says that's the way it ought to be for husbands loving their wives. Just as you would naturally care for your body when it's hungry, you're going to feed it. When it's tired, you're going to give it rest. When it's hurting and needs medicine, you're going to kind of put medicine on it and take care of it and do those things that are beneficial to the body. Well, Paul says that's the way it is for husbands, of loving their wives, in caring for them, taking care of them, and showing goodwill and nourishing and cherishing. Well, that's the way husbands are to nourish and cherish their spouse, in taking care of them, seeing after them, because there's this love, this goodwill to want to do them good. But you know, wives are to love their husbands. We read about that in the book of Titus, chapter 2. In Titus, chapter 2, it talks about various classes here, old men, old women, young men and young women. It talks about the older women, that they be teachers of good things there in verse 3. Verse 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers of home, etc. And so the young sisters need to be taught to love their husbands, of what it means to taking care of their husbands, to have that active goodwill, that unconditional goodwill that we need to have. I tell you, when love's in the home, everything just works so much smoother. When people are doing things out of love and courtesy and respect, and the kind of love that's commanded in texts like these, it just makes everything so much better. Everything works so much smoother when love is in the home. And when there's animosity and bitterness and anger and all these bad feelings, well, it creates problems and it makes it very difficult fulfilling responsibilities in the home. And that's what we need, is love. Love in the home. We had Valentine's Day to celebrate love and marital love between husbands and wives, and love for our family. Well, I hope that we would look at these biblical passages and not just practice this one day a year, but that every day is a day that we demonstrate and show love and the kind of attitude that is commanded in these texts. And then let's look at one more text about love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the great love chapter. Because Paul describes here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 exactly what love's all about and what is necessary when we talk about love. He talks about the essentiality of love in our relationship to God, but we need this love in the home. So what's love? How would you describe love? Well, Paul does that very thing here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says there in verse 4, charity. And I like charity, because when we think of charity in our day and time, we think of, you know, giving to maybe to some organization that helps care for crippled children or something like that. I mean, these kids are never going to be able to repay you, so we just do it out of the goodness of our heart. Well, that's kind of a good ideal. Because the point of charity is that we, out of the goodness of our heart, that we choose to do good. And to have goodwill. Regardless if it's ever reciprocated, if it's ever repaid, we're doing it because of our choice, of who we are on the inside. And so I like that term, charity. Love suffers long. That is, it's patient. It's kind. Love is not envious. It's not vain. It's not puffed up. I mean, you look at all these various qualities about love. Well, that's the kind of love we need in the home. That's the kind of love husbands need to demonstrate toward their wives. And wives need to demonstrate this kind of goodwill toward their husbands. And parents need to demonstrate this goodwill toward their kids. When we read about these various qualities, that's what love is all about. Does not behave itself indecently. Does not seek its own. Is not easily provoked. Thinks no evil. You see, love does these types of things that Paul is describing here. And that's the kind of things that we'll try to do in the home. When we try to put love in the home, to be the kind of husbands we need to be the kind of wives we need to be the kind of parents that we need to be, and hopefully children will then have love in reciprocating and repaying their parents and reciprocating that love. It makes it a lot easier for kids to love when we demonstrate love toward them. It'll make it easy for spouses to reciprocate love when love is demonstrated toward them. But if not, we're still going to do what we need to do, and that is to put love in the home. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. It quietly covers all things. It believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And then Paul says, love never fails. You see, that's the kind of love that we need that is described here in 1 Corinthians 13. We need love in the home, not just one day a year on Valentine's Day. We need love in the home 24/7, 365, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days. Well, this year, 366 days, because we're in a leap year. But we need love in the home. It is commanded of God. And when love is in the home, there's going to be peace and harmony and happiness, and things will just go so much better when we put love in the home and try to be the kind of people that we need to be. Well, we appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll be able to tune in next week at the same time as we search the scriptures and as the Bible's taught. We hope that you will always be seeking after divine truth. Appreciate you listening. Until next time, we bid you farewell.